Welcome to this Brake Lab Swing Drive session in Ableton Live 12. In this lesson, we're going to take a drum loop and give it that classic jungle and old-school DNB movement. Not just simple shuffle, but that slightly unstable, hard-hitting, alive kind of groove that makes the whole tune feel like it's lunging forward. We'll be working mainly with a groove pool, and the big idea here is this. Groove is motion design. We're not using it just to fix timing. We're using it to create feel, pressure, rebound, and energy. So if you've ever had a break that sounded fine on its own, but felt a little flat, or a little too clean, this is the session that brings it to life. Let's start by choosing the right break. For jungle and old school DNB, you want a loop with character. Think Amen style breaks, think style breaks, hot pants type loops, or any dusty funk break with snare ghosts, open hats, and a bit of natural swing already baked in. Drag the break into an audio track, or load it into Simpler if you want more control. If it's a loop, make sure the warp is behaving properly first. In most cases, beat mode is a great starting point for drum loops because it tends to keep the transients punchy. Complex Pro can sound nice too, but for this style, you usually want the break to stay sharp and energetic. If the sample is already a clean loop, don't overthink it yet. Just get it playing solidly. Now let's chop it. You can right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track, then slice by transients or by 1/16 if the break is already pretty tight. That drops the slices into a drum rack, which gives you way more freedom to rearrange the hits. This is a really important jungle workflow. Keep the identity of the break, but reprogram the ghost hits and hats so the loop becomes yours. That's where the personality comes from. Now build a basic 1-bar or 2-bar pattern. Keep the main snare hits strong. Keep the kick support in place. Add ghost notes between the main hits. Let the hats and open fragments keep the motion rolling. Don't try to make it perfect yet. The first job is to get the loop feeling good without any groove processing. Once the pattern is there, open the groove pool. Ableton Live 12 groove pool is where the Rebel Swing Drive starts. You can use built-in grooves, extract groove from audio, or pull swing from clips you like. The key controls are timing, random, velocity, bass, and quantize. Here's the practical mindset for DNB. Use moderate timing, light random, and a bit of velocity shading. Usually, timing somewhere around 55-75% is a good range, velocity around 10-35%, and random kept subtle, often under 8%. Bass is often set to 1/16 for break programming. Now for one of the best tricks in the whole lesson. Extract groove from a classic break. Take a loop with a feel you love, drag it into an audio track, then right-click and choose Extract Groove. That groove gets captured in the groove pool. Now you can apply the feel of that break to your own program drums. This is huge because you're not just making a generic swing pattern. You're borrowing the pocket of a real breakbeat. That's how you get closer to that classic jungle feel. Apply the groove to your main break clip, but start conservative. A good starting point might be quantize around 30-60%, timing around 60-75%, velocity around 20-30%, and random around 2-5%. Listen carefully. Does the snare lean forward a little? Do the ghost notes breathe? Does the loop feel like it's running instead of just repeating? If the beat feels too loose, reduce random first. Then lower timing a bit or raise quantize slightly. If it feels too stiff, open up the timing a little and let the velocity variation breathe more. Now here's a pro move. Don't use the same groove amount on everything. In jungle and old-school DNB, you usually want one element to stay disciplined, while the others wander around it. The kick and main snare need to stay anchored. Hats, shakers, and ghost percussion can carry more swing. So, for example, you might give the main break medium swing, the hats a stronger swing, the percussion a slightly different amount, and the kick reinforcement almost no swing at all. That contrast is what makes the beat feel big and expensive. Let's layer a clean reinforcement kit. A lot of classic jungle weight comes from combining a dirty, characterful break with a cleaner support layer. So add a second drum layer with a short kick, a crisp snare or clap, maybe a rim or tight perk, and perhaps a hat loop. Think of it like this. The main break gives you movement and vibe, while the reinforcement layer gives you punch and consistency. Keep this layer tighter and more controlled, less groove, more discipline. And then use stock Ableton tools to help it sit right. Drum bus for snap, saturator for harmonic weight, EQA to carve space, and glue compressor for a little cohesion. Now let's talk about velocity, because this is the underrated part of groove. A lot of the human feel in jungle comes from the way ghost notes and hats breathe dynamically. So try applying groove with some velocity shaping, maybe around 15-25%, while keeping the timing moderate. If the beat starts wobbling too much, pull back the random before you pull back everything else. You can also use a velocity MIDI effect before the drum rack if you want to shape the dynamics before the groove is applied. Next, let's build some groove contrast across the arrangement. This is one of the smartest ways to make a DNB loop feel like it evolves. You don't need a totally new drum pattern every section. You just need to change the feel. For example, bars 1 to 4 can be more stripped back. Bars 5 to 8 can add a swingier hat layer. Bars 9 to 12 can introduce a fill with stronger timing offsets. Then bars 13 to 16 can go full drive, with all layers active and the groove opened up. That progression makes the track feel like it's building pressure instead of just looping endlessly. Now let's add effects, but in a way that supports the groove instead of smearing it. On the break bus, a solid starting chain is EQ8, drum bus, saturator, glue compressor, and utility. With EQ8, high pass the really low sub rumble if needed, maybe around 25 to 35 Hz. If the break feels muddy, a small cut around 250 to 400 Hz can help. If you need a little more crack, add a gentle boost in the 3 to 6 kHz range. Then use drum bus for a touch of drive and maybe a little crunch. Be careful with boom unless you know exactly how it's sitting with the rest of the low end. Saturator is great for adding grit and presence. Soft clip on, a little drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, and keep it musical. Glue compressor should be subtle. You're looking for maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, just enough to make the elements stick together without flattening the swing. And utility is there to keep the low end focused and mono if the break gets too wide. A key reminder here, effects should make the groove more confident, not more blurry. For fill sections, don't switch to a totally different groove. Mutate the one you already have. Duplicate the clip. Shorten it to a bar or half bar. Push the hats and ghost notes a little further off the grid. Add a reversed cymbal or reverb tail into the transition, and automate a filter opening on the final bar. That's classic jungle tension right there. Controlled chaos, not random chaos. Controlled. You can also do small micro edits by hand. Shift a ghost hit a few milliseconds late. Pull one hat slightly ahead for urgency. Lower the velocity of a snare ghost every two bars. Leave one bar a little less busy so the next bar feels bigger. That's how a loop starts sounding like a performance instead of a pattern. Now let's cover a few common mistakes. First, don't overswing everything. If every element is pushed too hard, the groove can sag and lose its drive. Second, don't use too much random. In fast DNB programming, tiny timing changes add life. Big random values usually just create clutter. Third, don't let the snare drift too far. The snare is the anchor. If it loses its place, the whole break stops sounding like jungle and starts sounding messy. Fourth, don't aggressively quantize after you've already applied groove, unless that's a deliberate sound. You can easily flatten the feel by accident. Fifth, don't apply the same groove strategy to the bassline. Bass needs to lock in with the kick and snare relationship in a more deliberate way. And sixth, be careful with low-end saturation. The weight is great, but too much distortion can blur the interaction between the kick and the break. Here are a few advanced tricks if you want to push it further. Try dual groove layering. Use one groove source for the main break and a second groove source for hats and percussion. That gives you a push-pull effect where the top end feels more restless, while the main drum spine stays readable. You can also use micro delay by drum roll, make snare ghosts a touch late, closed hat slightly behind the grid, kicks mostly straight, and rim or perk hits a little uneven. Another powerful move is groove switching between sections. Save one tighter groove for the verse and a looser, more animated version for the drop. Even a small change in groove strength can make a section feel like it opens up. And for turnaround bars, try a fill-only swing boost. Duplicate the clip. Increase groove a little, remove one expected kick, add one displaced hit, and give the listener a little surprise right before the downbeat returns. Let's put this into a practice exercise. Build a four-bar jungle loop using one chopped break, one clean reinforcement snare, one hat layer, and one percussion layer. Apply groove differently to each one. For example, the break and sit around 60%, hats around 80%, percussion around 70%, and the reinforcement snare around 35%. Then add EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and glue compressor, and arrange the loop so bars 1 and 2 are simple. Bar 3 adds extra ghost notes, and bar 4 includes a fill and some automation. The goal is to make it feel rolling, dark, energetic, and not over-quantized. If it makes you head nod after about 10 seconds, you're probably on the right track. So to wrap this up, the big takeaway is simple. In jungle and old-school DNB, groove should feel human, urgent, and a little dangerous. Use the groove pool to shape motion, not just timing. Keep one element anchored, let the others wander. Use different groove strengths for different layers. Use FX to frame the motion, not wash it out, and let your arrangement evolve by changing the density and feel of the groove over time. That's the sweet spot right there. If you want, next we can build on this with a companion lesson on bassline sync with swung breaks, or turn this into a full Ableton project template.